Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne.
Yes, sir.
A hero bestrides our earth. Seriously, we have reported in the past on his black belt in judo, his best-selling beefcake calendar, his amazing life-saving shot with a tranquilizer gun to bring down and save an endangered tiger. Now he has dived to the bottom of the deepest lake in the world. Who is it?
You know, I never thought I'd say I'd had the hots for a Russian president. Well, he's not president. He's prime minister now.
Prime minister.
Yeah. Putin.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't have the hots for Brezhnev with those eyebrows? He was
cute. I did.
Putin. Vladimir Putin, yes.
Yes.
You know those...
Did you see how...
What?
Okay. For those of you that have missed this, there's a picture of him on horseback, bare-chested. I kind of was like, whoa.
Really?
I had no idea that he was quite that, you know.
Well, I wonder if...
Plus, authoritarianism is hot, don't you think?
You know, there's these rumors that Sarah and Todd Palin are having trouble. I wonder if he's like, if she can see him, you know. I wonder if he's like preening a little bit for
Right. Palin. Putin dove almost a mile to the bottom of Siberia's Lake Baikal, deepest in the world. Now, true Putin fans like us were disappointed to find out that he used a submersible to do it. We thought he would either just hold his breath or perhaps just suck up the entire lake with his powerful lungs and stroll across the dry bottom.
You know, in 1 week, we've got, you know, Putin riding horseback barefoot and diving in the deepest lake in the world. Yet former President Clinton comes home with like a knife in his teeth and a journalist on each arm.
Right.
And President Obama is in Elkhart, Indiana, standing in front of the failed RV industry. Like, one of these three guys needs an agent.